Praise the Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 20 will begin in this fashion.
Love you.
Above all else, dear Lord God, give me yourself. For you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and every knee shall bow before you. In Jesus' holy name, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will please forgive me for my sins. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. And it is in Jesus' holy name this prayer is prayed. Amen. Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth hour and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have worked but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto the last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. And many be called, but few chosen. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge, and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What wilt thou? She said unto him, Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, "Ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said unto him, "We are able." And he said unto them, "Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left, it is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brethren. But Jesus called them unto him and said, "You know that the princes of the Gentiles excuse them." Verse 25 again. But Jesus called them unto him and said, "You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. And they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister, that is your servant. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will ye that I should do unto you?" And they said unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be open." So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Now, to recapture a portion of what was read, and I hope and pray in Jesus' name that you are following in your Holy Bible these studies that we indulge in. So, chapter 20 and verse number 8. When Jesus, he said, the first to come, that's verse number 16, the first to come will be last, and the last will be the first. For many are called, but few are chosen. The indignation that the laborers felt who started at the beginning of the day, when the Lord had granted for all the same reward or payment, is like unto the kingdom of heaven. So it doesn't matter that you spent 40 years of your life worshiping the Lord and being a light unto this world of darkness, and then someone who spends just the time of being baptized for the remission of their sins, the reward is identical. Heaven will be your home as long as you continue in the words of Jesus. The same reward. It's like anyone jumping in a pool in the deep end gets the same wet as the one jumping in a pool at the shallow end. The same identical wet. Be well, be blessed. And of course, as always, there's a lot more that could be touched on in this Matthew chapter 20. But I am receiving drip by drip the ability to expound on all that is read and that is studied. I, like yourself, am just a continuing learner of how discipleship should be demonstrated in this world of darkness as the light of this world. Be well, be blessed. Amen. Thank you and goodbye.